We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Jen Hobby's favorite radio segment is Confess Your Crush, where a listener uses our radio show to tell somebody that they like them. So think back to like fifth grade, but you're an adult.
Here's how it works. Basically, you come on the radio and tell us about the person you have a crush on, and then you hang on while we call them up and say, hey, somebody's got a crush on you. We tell them all these lovely, wonderful compliments, and then we find out if they're single and if they want to know who's got a crush on them. And if they say yes to all of those questions, you get to confess your crush on them live on the radio and make love happen.
But when it doesn't happen, it's so awkward. Welcome to the show, Brave Soul Amanda.
Thank you.
We are excited to help you find love, but we understand that you have a special request before we even get started.
I'm not 100% sure that he is single. So if he's not, like, just please don't tell him it was me, or, you know, okay, I'll probably just hang up, or don't like replay this or anything. It's like, I'm not into being like a homewrecker.
Okay. Oh, so you think he might be married or in a relationship?
I know that he was married, but I don't know if he is anymore.
I see. Uh-huh. Okay. All right, well, tell us about this person you've got a crush on.
His name is Rich, and I spent like a week with him last year. And there was a lot of flirting and drinks and dinner and, you know, I mean, nothing happened, but I mean, there's definitely like a connection.
Okay. Why did y'all spend a week together?
We work for the same company.
Oh, okay.
Like, I work here, and he works elsewhere.
Okay.
And we get together every year and have, like, you know, a little conference. We always work on the same project. So it's like, I knew him beforehand because we've talked through email. But last year was, like, the first time that I met him face-to-face.
And during the work conference, it got a little flirty-flirty.
Yeah, and, like, the emails, too, like, after the conference have gotten very flirty.
And he was obviously married last week, but the whole year has gone by, and you don't know if he's no longer married. But you think he might be no longer married.
I think he might be no longer married because the flirtation, like, in the emails has gone from, like, 0 to 100, and yeah, I can't tell, though, because, like, his Facebook settings have been changed, like, so you can't look at them.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He's kept everything pretty private, so I don't know if something went down and they aren't together, or I'm just not sure.
So, Amanda, when you guys had the week together at the conference a year ago, it was flirty, but you stayed away because at that point you knew he was married.
Yeah, I mean, it was, like, flirty and, you know, drinks and dinner and stuff, but it was, like, I mean, we were there with, like, other coworkers as well, so it's not like...
Got it.
And I wasn't going to do anything anyhow, because he was married, so...
All right, okay. So if your gut is right and he is single, what makes him so awesome? Because Jana always paints a really cool picture of what you think of him when she does this, so tell us why he's great if he's single.
He's, like, handsome, he's outgoing, he loves people, he loves animals. I mean, he's, like, all around just, like, an all-American kind of guy. Loves sports as well, like me. You know, he's a Falcon fan, that's a plus. So, it's, you know, I mean, he's just great.
Anything else you want to say that's awesome about him? Because we'll beef up the ego a little bit before we ask anything more.
he's down to earth too. He's like very sensitive kind of guy. I can talk to him about anything.
Except his divorce.
Well, except that, yeah.
I mean, you're purely basing this on a professional exchange.
I mean, I guess, but I'm not gonna pry into like his relationship.
So we'll do it for you.
Yeah. I'm not going to pry into his relationship, but I'll call a radio show to pry into his relationship.
Yeah, it saves me the hassle.
Yeah, it's not weird if we do it.
No.
All right, so we'll call him up. If he says he's still married, this radio show is not in the business of infidelity. Like cheating is not entertainment for us. So we are going to end the transaction right there, and it disappears, and it never happens.
Okay, great.
Even if he's sort of still married, like separated, like that's not what we do.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And then if he's single and absolutely single and available to date, then we'll proceed as usual. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, we'll come back in 3 minutes and make the phone call.
Great, thank you.
Confess Your Crush continues next on The Jeff and Jen Show.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Confess Your Crush on the Jeff and Jen Show is in progress, and I'm really nervous about this one this time. We just talked to Amanda, who wants to confess her crush on Rich. They have worked together for a while on the same project but in different divisions, and they had some flirty time at a conference about a year ago, and the flirting has ramped up a bit, so she's not sure if Rich is still married, and if he's not, she wants to confess her crush to him. So,
and what she has asked us and what we have agreed is if he is even a little bit married, if he is married or if he is separated, this call ends and it never replays. It doesn't go online. It's done because we're not in the business of using infidelity and cheating as entertainment. So it's gone. If he's absolutely single and open to dating, Amanda, then Jen asks him if he wants to find out who you are.
Okay, great.
Cool. Right. Oh, I'm so nervous about this.
All right, Amanda, going to put you on hold, and we will call Rich and find out what his status is.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, Rich.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Jeff from the Jeff and Jen Show. How are you?
Good.
A random question to start this off. First of all, thank you for coming out with us.
Yeah, thanks, Rich.
But we have an important question to kick things off.
Okay.
Are you single and available to date?
Yeah, on both those, yeah.
You like single, like... not married at all, single?
Why are you asking this?
It'll turn out well. We just know that you were married at one time, and before we go down this dating road,
we have some information to share with you, but we just wanted to confirm your status before we shared some information with you.
So you're completely divorced.
100%. Yeah, I'm definitely no more married.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Well, since we have confirmed that, Rich, we have someone who's got a crush on you and says all kinds of awesome things about you. This person thinks that you are super handsome and outgoing, loves the fact that you love people and animals and sports, especially the Falcons, that you are the guy who is the life of the party, but also super down to earth and sensitive. She thinks you are the best version of an all-American guy she could imagine.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot. That's very sweet.
Very cool to hear, right?
Yeah, I think I know who this is, actually.
Well, do you want to know?
You guys have some...
Who thinks this about you?
Can I guess?
Yeah.
You
sure can.
This is the greatest day of Kelly Cheese's life.
That's what I've been waiting for. Are you kidding me?
Is this person by any chance Amanda from Atlanta?
What makes you guess that?
Well, your radio show's in Atlanta, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We are.
Okay, and I'm flying into Atlanta on Monday.
You are?
So, I am. Yes, I am. And it is Amanda, isn't it?
Well, how this segment works is that we allow the crusher to confess their crush to you personally. So if you can hang on here for a couple of minutes.
I'm not supposed to guess.
Oh, no, you're fine. No, it's great. It's fine.
It's okay. It's good. It's good.
Okay.
Any other guesses on who else it might be?
Shame. I honestly can't. No, you're in Atlanta. It's got to be her.
Okay, well, we will come back here in about 3 minutes, and the crusher will reveal herself to you in her own voice, if you can hang on with us.
Okay.
Hang on. And, Jen, I think you got to not sit so close to Kelly Cheese because her little troublemaking disease is contagious.
One question too many.
We'll come back and wrap up Confess Your Crush with Rich and his crusher. In 3 minutes on the Jeff and Jen Show.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
Okay, if you're just joining us this morning, we're in the midst of a Confess Your Crush. And we just talked to Rich. He confirmed for us he is single, not married any longer, and definitely wants to know who said all these fabulous things about him and who has a crush on him. So he had a guess about who it might be.
He guessed Amanda in Atlanta, who he surmised was his crusher because he's traveling here to Atlanta on Monday. And he figured out that we're based in Atlanta. So is that a good... We didn't even ask Rich before we put the crusher on the phone. Is Amanda a good thing? Like, would you be into that?
Amanda would be a great thing.
Word. Well, without further ado, crusher, it is time to confess your crush.
Okay, it's me. You're right. You are correct.
Amanda. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Sorry, I just wanted to make sure that you were totally single before you came into town this week.
No, I actually, that's really... Funny, I actually answered the phone a little bit like a jerk because I wasn't sure what was going on. So I'm like, who is this? What's going on? So then they're like, oh, he's so charming and he's nice and he's sweet. And I'm like, oh, well, oops on that one. Amanda, this is, this is like almost not fair, but this is just like you. So you like to triple check stuff, and I love that. And then also, you're so fun. So obviously, you call up a radio show.
Amanda, how do you feel?
I feel really good. So.
I want to know what was your reaction really when you were listening, and we asked him if he was single, and he confirmed it.
Of course he does. Of course he'd know that. He's so like, I don't know. Of course he would know that.
Rich, now Amanda said there was some, electricity or whatever last year when you guys were together. This might be a terrible question to ask, but it's not going to stop me. That has nothing to do with why you're no longer married, right?
No, it doesn't. Actually, just to be, since we're being completely honest here, I was not technically divorced, but we'd already separated and we already kind of had decided the paths were going to be going down different directions to, I guess say it maturely.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, I was definitely open for some flirtation last year with Amanda, especially when I saw her and started, just exchanging anything with her, it was like definitely electric. But it wasn't, I mean, I don't know what would have happened if I had been married at that point fully on, but I was definitely already, you know, separated.
So,
a long explanation.
So had Amanda not called the radio station to confess her crush to you, would something still have happened next week?
I have the, I'm going to show her this, actually. I like to write out my to-do list. And on this to-do list, I have a box. It says, ask out Amanda.
Amanda, you're on a man's to-do list. That's so romantic. Amanda's box is on his to-do list with a heart.
He's going to check that box.
All right, well.
Check out the box early, right?
Well, you guys obviously know how to get in touch with each other, so we're going to let you go.
Yeah, we'll step out here. Our jobs are done.
We may want to follow up at some point next week and find out how the conference is going.
Oh, for sure.
Or the meetings or whatever you guys call
Jeff,
it.
Jeff, it's called happy hour.
Okay, perfect. Awesome.
Thank you guys Amanda, so much.
Amanda, you're adorable. I'm so glad you did this.
Oh, I can't wait to see you.
Can't wait to see you, too.
It has finally happened, Jen! He picked, she picked him, he picked her, they came together.
This is the love show.
Guys, he called her adorable.
Janine is...
Oh my gosh.
Listening in the other room to this whole thing play out, laughing and smiling.
It's so sweet.
Is this, am I accurate to say that this is the first one where the person correctly matched?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Like she said to him, then she said she wanted him, and then he said, I know who this is, and then they got on, and they were all happy and everything.
Oh, my God. It was the first time there was no awkward. It was all like, oh, fate, and he's like, oh, I'm going to Atlanta, and they're all together, and he's like, oh, I was splitting with her before, and it's all beautiful. Guys, I'm so happy.
All right.
I'm just so happy. Janine, made my day.
Janine is thrilled. Here's the downside, though, Janine. The phones are ringing, which means that there might be somebody pointing a red flag out in this.
Uh-oh.
What, I don't, fine, whatever.
Can't ruin my day.
All right, that is Confess Your Crush. If you want to do it, reach out to us. The easiest way to find us is to start on our website.
Yeah, star941atlanta.com. If you've got that middle school crush feeling where you walk by somebody, maybe it's at work or through friends, and you just get that flush feeling all over your cheeks and you just really get excited and you want to tell them in a fun way, do it with Confess Your Crush. Why not?
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.